ProFlowRadio.com.
Go!
Shockwave sounds good.
ProFlowRadio.com. In that inferno? On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with FoFoFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
This call is now being recorded.
Okay. I have finally had the opportunity to jump in the booth with my friend here, Zyana, right?
Yes. Hi.
All right. Zyana, can you please tell the audience how to spell your name and where to find you at online?
Zyana spells Z-A-E-N-A, and Mauricio is longer. M-O-R-I-S-H-O. You can just call me Zyana. And you can find me on ZyanaNow.com. Oh, sorry.
ZyanaNow.com. Okay. I can hear an accent. I think I hear an accent. What is that?
How you do? I'm from Congo, Africa.
Wow.
That's
Now, from my knowledge, of course, you know, what they show about the Congo in the United States is it's a very troubled area, but it's obviously a lot of good things coming out of the Congo, obviously, right?
Yeah. I'm a good thing.
I would say so. I like that new video you got for your song "Natural." How long have you been doing music?
I've been professionally 3 years. But I started singing when I was 8 years old in church, and when I reached 21 after my graduation, I decided to go professionally and do music.
What inspired you to become an artist?
You know, that's funny because I was always running away from music because there's one thing from, if you're from Africa and the lady, I don't know if anybody can relate this to with me. If you are raised in church and all you know is church and singing choir, when you're trying to get out of your comfort zone, people look at you some type of way and you are afraid to be who you are because you feel like, you know, what is people gonna think of you, you know, as a Christian and sitting in church all your life, you know, how are they gonna take you? And to me, that was always my problem. And until I don't know, like, I think music, you can run away from music. I feel like it's my therapy. I feel like if I wasn't doing music, I'd be crazy. I think I'll go crazy.
Definitely. Yeah. So, why don't you give the audience a brief description of your song and why you decided to put this kind of song out there? Because I think it's very healthy for our African or African American culture to be able to be themselves, as you said earlier. So, where did this song come from, and why did you decide to do it?
You know, this few days ago, I had, like, this guy told me, and he was like, you know, sometimes I don't understand your accent in most of the music. And I told him, well, because, you know, I've been here for a while. I've been here, you know, in my high school and college and everything in Houston, Texas. And he's like, oh, so you are really not African. You're African-American. I'm like, yeah, the only difference is my accent because I can never lost it, you know?
Right.
But I would say, yeah, it was meant for that because, you know, when you're in high school, and in mine started in high school at least, because I think I would call myself a queen of weave and fake hair, because I used to have them all. Like, I used to have this Brazilian hair. I used to spend so much money. And I felt like, okay, there was a moment that I forgot that I had my own natural beautiful hair. There's a moment that I forgot that I had beautiful skin, you know, behind all this makeup and under all these things that I was covering myself. And I used to have this guy, you know, he used to tell me, you're beautiful the way you are. You need to stop doing that. And I'm like, why are you always saying that? But through what I've gone through and, you know, working with having friends who are different culture and different country, and having, you know, Hispanic, white, and everybody else, and you feel like you are down because your hair is short or because you have an afro hair or curly. To me, I realized that when I started to leave myself, be natural, I realized that I didn't care about everything around me no more. You know, the only thing I saw was like, you know, while I am beautiful, I am, and you are beautiful the way you are. If we go places, nobody has to like me for who I am. This is me. And, you know, I won't change.
And I see you have the song available for download on SoundCloud. Now, you're not selling the song?
I'm going to have it on iTunes and radios, but I don't want to sell it. I think I want to give it away for one reason. I want, like, okay, think about this. We have Anaconda, right? We have this booty shake, whatever, but the song for Jennifer Lopez. And all they're talking about is about fake, 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 fake. To me, I feel like that's what he's saying. I don't know, because I feel like nobody has seen with for natural. Like, it's been a while anybody's seen for a natural look.
Yes.
It's like, what happened? What happened to women? Because, okay, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm here 6 months. And every girl is talking about boob done, you know, back done.
Hollywood.
And not only Hollywood, because in Houston too, though, because I just came from there. It's like a lot of girls think about fake hair and everything else and makeup and, you know, everything else. And they're forgetting that what happened to your natural beauty, you know. So to me, I'm like, fine, nobody else is going to embrace that. What happened to me? And I know there's one or two people who has the same problem. Like, it's beginning to be like, guys want you to be like Nikki. And like, hey, I am me. Why do you want me to be like Nikki? You know, and I'm not saying I disagree with what she is. I look up to them. They're hardworking, but I'm singing to a natural look. I feel like everybody should embrace their body, their hair, especially their hair. If it's curly, if it's afro, that's who you are. Just rock it.
Definitely. Now, do you have other songs that you've recorded?
Yeah. The one that's out, I have. I just had an EP on September 2014. I had a Christmas song my first time, and now I have this one.
Awesome. That's good to hear. So, considering the content of the song, the whole subject, the theme of the song, it's definitely like you're trying to help empower women. What advice would you have for women in general when it comes to pursuing themselves in the music, pursuing their dreams in the music industry, as well as just life in general? What kind of advice would you give them, considering the song Natural?
Right. So in music industry, love who you are, because people will love you anyway. That's what I realized. Like, whatever you have, whatever you do, they support you. It may take a long time because it's the beginning, but if you love who you are, people will follow you. They will follow you. And you have to be... Okay, so this is what I'm saying. A lot of people have talent, but you cannot have talent and you don't use it. And if you don't have the hard working, you can be there. Nobody cares. You have to love who you are. You have to be a hardworking person. And you have to know what you want in music industry. And especially to women, because I know it's men's world in music. Men got this. I would say that if you are a lady, people are telling you to put this, to do that, they tell you that you can make it because you don't look like this and popular artist, just continue working and believe who you are. One day it's going to pay off. And then in the world, though, you know, without music industry, if you are a young lady and you are very young, it's never too late for your dream. Always work. But if you want to become better, then educate yourself in that area. Because it's a lot of people that tweet on what they want. Nowadays, there's music school. There's anything you want to do, there's school for it. So you educate yourself better, become a master to that thing, whatever you want to do in your life. And it's never too late, no matter how old you are.
Great advice. I have a question for you. I want to know, like, considering that you are a female and you're pursuing your dreams in this crazy world, what is the hardest thing you've had to overcome
Wow. Anything?
Anything.
A lot. I have a lot. So, can you be specific? You can tell me one thing.
Well, you know, usually, in my life, I went through a lot of, interesting experience. You know, I actually broke my neck back in, 1996. So, to me, that's one of the most hardest things I've had to overcome, you know, having a disability in the music industry, basically. So, you don't have a disability, obviously, but I'm sure that there has been some things in your life that you've had to overcome that you can remember that were extremely difficult. You can give me anything.
Well, I don't know if I can say it, but I had, I don't know. But I had a very hard time when I was 21. I'm 24 now. I had a hard time on choosing guys. And I had one that was way older than me, and he was used to dominate me, and kind of manipulating. Like sometimes you
www.maxheat.com proflowradio.com.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
www.proflowradio.com. Justice League. Pro Flow Radio Mixtapes. Ooh, I like that. Where is the contract? Pro Flow is the code. You're listening to the Pro Flow for Show Show.
Millennium Music Mission. We have the technology.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
I'm too silly.